This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. This week, we look back on a few of the year's biggest economic stories. In recent years, home building and buying have increased, helping expand the American economy. But this year, the housing market has cooled. New home building dropped by more than 25% since last November. Many experts blame the housing market for the slow economic growth of 2% in the three-month period ending in October. In response, the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged. Banks followed the Federal Reserve's decisions on interest rates. While housing declined, giving money to good causes increased. Businessman Warren Buffett announced a gift of about $37 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Mr. Buffett, an investor, is chief of Berkshire Hathaway. He is the world's second richest man. Bill Gates is the richest. Mr. Gates helped start and remains the top shareholder of Microsoft, the world's biggest computer software maker. He started his foundation with his wife in 2000. It gives money to health and educational causes around the world. Mr. Buffett's gift to the Gates Foundation was $1.5 billion this year. And finally, the United States lost two influential economic thinkers this year. They were on opposite sides of most economic arguments. John Kenneth Galbraith died in April at age 97. He not only influenced economists, but was a political force. He advised President John F. Kennedy in the 1960s. And he opposed President Lyndon Johnson on the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War. The Harvard professor considered economics to be moral as well as mathematical. He thought government must intervene in the economy to guarantee fairness in society. Milton Friedman did not trust government to solve problems of joblessness or high prices. But he did believe it should control the money supply to fight inflation. Mr. Friedman advised President Richard Nixon and President Ronald Reagan in the 1970s and 80s. He played a part in pulling the United States out of a period of high unemployment and inflation in the 1970s. For his work, he received the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1976. He died in November at age 94. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. I'm Mario.